Thank you both. K.K. Mott, K.K. Mott Truth Foundation, Family of the Universal, versus the World Church of the Creator. Good morning, and may it please the court. I am Paul Stedman. I represent the appellant, the Tedeth Ma Truth Foundation, Family of Uri, Inc., which is referred to in the brief as the Church of the Creator, the service mark under which it does business. I have just two central points that I wanted to speak to this morning. The first is that the central question in this case is whether the district court could properly enter summary judgment against my client and its registered trademark, despite undisputed evidence of actual confusion, on the strength of the dictionary definitions that are in the record here and nothing else. There's no dispute that there is no other evidence in the record because the defendant brought the motion for summary judgment originally as a 12C motion, told the district court that it would be improper to add any evidence, and then when they invoked it and re-invoked that motion as a motion for summary judgment, they added no evidence to the record. So there simply is no evidence in the record. And without that evidence, there is no way that the district court could properly reach the statutory test, the one laid out in 15 U.S.C. 1064, of the primary significance of the mark to the relevant public. It's the same test that this court recently enunciated in the Thomas and Betts case as, what do buyers understand by the words for whose use the parties are contending? Here, there simply is no evidence in the record to support the defense, and therefore it was improper for the district court to have entered summary judgment on a defense for which there was no evidence. The second issue that I wanted to raise to the court is that there is a circuit split on the issue of whether genericness can be raised as a defense to an incontestable mark such as the one here. Not whether the incontestable mark can be challenged in a proceeding to have it deregistered, but rather whether it can be raised as a defense, as the defendant has done here. And we submit that the proper answer to that question, the better answer to that question, is the Sixth Circuit's answer, which is that it cannot be raised as a defense at all. If the court agrees with the Sixth Circuit on that issue, then the case must be reversed and remanded because the defense on which summary judgment was entered would no longer exist. I have no other prepared remarks this morning, and so, barring questions from the panel, I will reserve the remainder of my time, whatever it is, for rebuttal. Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. May it please the court, Todd Reardon, on behalf of the defendant, World Church of the Creator. Your Honor, we come before the court asking you to uphold the trial court's decision for summary judgment. It was well within her discretion to do such, and as the plain language of Section 1065, last paragraph 4, denotes, genericness is a defense because it can never be, you can never get incontestable.
Could you just explain in a few words why, in your view, Church of the Creator is generic rather than descriptive?
Well,
I'll tell you, when I hear the phrase Church of the Creator, it does not bring to mind the class of monotheistic religions. And that's what I understand by generic. You hear the phrase or the word, you get the class. You hear the word Kleenex, you think of pop-up tissues, even if they're not made by the Scott Paper Company. But when I hear the phrase Church of the Creator, I don't think that this is a phrase for the Roman Catholic Church or the Mormon Church or anything else. It does not sound generic. So why, in your view, is it generic?
I would respectfully disagree, Your Honor, to the extent that Church of the Creator denotes nothing. It doesn't know what spirituality it invokes. A Church of the Creator could be a Buddhist church, theoretically. Is it a Christian church? Is it like my client? Is it
I don't think it could be Buddhist. I think it could be a description of any particular monotheistic sect. But it's got to be monotheistic or it's not going to work.
Well, it believes a church, if we break it into components, a church is a spirit or a body of worshipers generally in a building. And then a church that celebrates a creator. What church in the world does not celebrate a creator of some sort? And that's why it's generic.
Counsel, that's why somebody might think it is descriptive of monotheistic religions. Why, in your view, is it generic? Or do you just deny that there's a distinction between generic and descriptive more?
No, we would not say it's not descriptive because it doesn't describe anything to us. What it does, it describes nothing. If you look at the examples of that the plaintiff set forth in its brief, apple, raisin, crisp, that is descriptive. It tells us it's got apples, it's got raisins, and it's got crisp.
Do you think the phrase Church of Christ is also generic?
Yes, but I would say it's even less generic.
How about Church of God?
Yes.
How about Church of Jesus Christ?
Yes, if I may.
Well, but I think since we've now got four generic terms for the same thing, seems to me we're in trouble, because I think the idea of generic is that there is a name for a thing, and therefore you don't have the ability to describe yourself without using that name. But you've now agreed with me that there are four generic names for monotheistic religions, and I think I could extend it considerably, because next I'm going to go Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints,
okay.
Church of Christ, comma, Scientist,
okay.
And
on. Well, I would say, and Your Honor, if I may be able to split those up, Church of the God, Church of God, like Church of the Creator.
Worldwide Church of God. There's actually a wonderful trademark case called Worldwide Church of God versus Philadelphia Church of God. Apparently the latter God is geographically limited.
Yes. much more descriptive. I would say that this case would not be a generic claim if it was Church of the Creator for family unification, like the plaintiff asserted. But to compare it to Church of Jesus Christ, at least Jesus Christ denotes a faith. It denotes Christianity as a basis. Church of the Creator does not denote if it's Christian, if it is a natural religion, if it's supernatural religion. Church of the Creator denotes a creator being, but it doesn't describe who that creator is. Church of Christ is far more descriptive, albeit I think it is generic, but not near as generic as Church of the Creator, because Church of Christ denotes it is of a Christian faith, I would assume. And
well, let me ask you this question in a different area. Do you think genericness is a question of fact?
I believe it is a question of fact.
So how can we uphold summary judgment for World Church when World Church submitted little or no evidence on the genericness issue?
I think the court can look at the genericness issue as the dictionary applies it, as the trial court did, and determine that no logical finder of fact could determine that the words Church of the Creator are not generic.
So that's the only evidence you relied on, the dictionary.
Your Honor, our brief was short. We did rely on our previous motion for judgment on the pleadings, which was never addressed by the trial court, but apparently was addressed when addressed in a summary judgment fashion. The plaintiff's wanting to get into the issue of confusion. Confusion is irrelevant until you get past the genericness hurdle. If it's generic, it don't matter how many people are confused. If people around the world are confused, or if people in Chicago are confused. So, and they want the court to look at, well, there's no other church like it in Chicago. Well, being from downstate, the world doesn't stop at I-80. Are there other churches of the Creator? It's so generic, of course there's going to be. Church of God doesn't denote what faith it is. All faiths that believe in a higher power are going to believe in a God, so it doesn't tell us, is it a Baptist church, is it a Catholic church? And they use the words Baptist and Catholic in the brief, and that actually weighs in our benefit. You know what faith it is, the Roman Catholic Church. There's no way it can be confused.
But that's exactly my problem with using dictionary definitions to treat this as generic. When I hear the phrase Church of the Creator, I would not hear it as the description of the class that includes the Roman Catholic Church, the American Baptist Church, and so on, because they don't describe themselves that way. It looks like a phrase designed to distinguish one sect from a different sect.
I would disagree. I would assert that the Baptist Church and Catholic Church, if my limited knowledge of religion, would say that they celebrate a creator. And thus, they are churches of a creator. Every church that has at its central core a faith in a higher power.
Yeah, I'm repeating myself now. Okay. That's why it's descriptive of the class of monotheistic religions. And we can debate which Protestant sects are monotheistic.
Is there any case law to support your idea that a dictionary by itself is sufficient proof to overcome the presumption that a trademark phrase is not generic?
No, Your Honor, not.
There is no case law to present to support your
theory. That in and of itself is enough, but the cases are distinguishable to the extent that what the plaintiff is wanting you to do is getting the terms that have become generic, like the yo-yo.
But you don't have any case law to support it. What evidence was presented to overcome the plaintiff's presumption that the trademark phrase is not generic?
What was presented at the trial level, Your Honor, I believe, was the dictionary and the definition
of my... I know, but you have no case law to support the dictionary theory. Isn't that true?
I believe you're correct, Your Honor.
All right.
Nothing further, Your Honor. No further questions.
All right. Thank you. Counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would address only 2 points. One, Mr. Reardon told the court that confusion is irrelevant. As Judge Wood noted in her opinion in Thomas and Betts, and as the Ninth Circuit noted in the Ad Rey case.
Is that in your favor or against you?
That it's in the dissent. I think it was...
That it's in the Ninth Circuit.
Oh. I haven't seen any case law in the Seventh Circuit that said that a Ninth Circuit case was presumptively against...
Actually, we have an en banc opinion saying that. That's just in Topeka and Santa Fe Railroad against Pena. And the Supreme Court affirmed us 9-0.
I will look that up when I get to my office. In any event... The confusion here is evidence that the mark is not generic. When listeners in the public hear the term Church of the Creator used by the defendant, they don't call their local church or any church or the Catholic Church. They call my client and say, why are you espousing those beliefs? And the other point that I would rebut is the idea that something can be more or less generic. And I think that Judge Easterbrook, you're correct. This is a descriptive term, perhaps, but the Supreme Court has already settled in Park and Fly, beyond peradventure, that descriptiveness is not a defense to an incontestable mark, such as the one here.
Is that all, Counsel?
That's all I have, Your Honor. Thank you.
The Court will take this case under advisement.